This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart. I'm talking with Justine Toe. Hi, Justine.
Hi.
Now, the internet has many benefits, of course, some of which are to do with storing of information.
Mm.
Right, so we can
store everything.
Yeah. Stacks of your photos and your memories and your documents and so on. But there's another side to this, isn't there, where there are some things that are stored on the internet that we would just rather were not there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's really one of the downfalls of the internet. Like, if you've done anything foolish or silly in your life, it's up there for the world to see, basically forever.
There was a school in Sydney recently where the headmaster wrote to the parents and said he recommended all the students get off Facebook because there are things that are going on Facebook that would end up counting against them in employment
and all sorts for job interviews, all that sort of thing. Absolutely, yeah. And it reminds me of this recent story where this guy at MIT had his laptop stolen by a thief. But unbeknownst to this thief, this guy was able to still access any documents uploaded to the laptop after it had been stolen.
I don't know how that happens, but I'll take your word for
it. Oh, look, he's a big geek, my gosh. Okay, so what he did was he actually was able to log on to this thief's files and he saw that the thief had taped himself doing these dance moves to a song. So he actually took this video and he uploaded it to the internet. It went viral, people watched it, and then the thief was so publicly shamed, because he also went to the same school and they had friends in common, that he returned the laptop to the campus police and said, "Very sorry, I won't do it again. I'm silly to think that I could have gotten away with it. Please take the video down."
So the video, let's just get me this right, the video is of this guy doing dance moves in front of his computer,
yes,
and filming himself do it, trying to get it right. That's
yeah,
sort of stuff.
And it's really embarrassing because he's looking at himself constantly. So you really get the impression that this is not meant for other people to see. It's only meant for his consumption.
That's awful.
It is.
So it's gone out there. It's like revenge of the nerd in this case.
It totally is. And there is a sense of satisfaction in there for people. But what's interesting is that when the Sydney Morning Herald covered this story, they did this online poll saying, do you think, reader, that this guy should remove the video so this laptop thief is no longer publicly shamed?
What did people say?
People overwhelmingly said leave the video up, which I think is...
make him pay.
Yeah, which I think is really interesting because often people will say that someone like God, for example, is really tough and hard on people. But I think in this case, people are harder, on people who've done wrong than God is. It just strikes me that, you know, if God forgives someone, he consigns our deeds to oblivion. He doesn't actually think about them anymore. And that's the, you know, incredible thing about it. Whereas in this case, it's up on the internet and accessible forevermore.
It reminds me, Justine, of Miroslav Volf, the Yale theologian, who wrote a book called The End of Memory.
Mm.
And in that book, he describes the way that he thinks God, when he forgives people, chooses to... So there's sort of an active putting aside of memory of that wrong done. So it's, he says, and he urges people towards that type of thing when they're forgiving someone. It's a hard thing to do. But ultimately, he says, when God forgives, he puts aside memory and no longer actually remembers the wrongs.
Yeah, so in this case, we could just easily go and find the video clip of this guy dancing.
It wouldn't be there.
But we would choose not to even remember it and even not to hold it against this person.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's sort of a really radical idea of true forgiveness that's really challenging, but it is what the Christian message is when it comes to our relationship with God. It's not holding this over people, but it is asking or it is delivering this great gift.
It is really gracious as well, because it seems to me that Christianity talks about how we've offended God personally. You know, we've stolen his laptop in that silly way. Whereas a lot of these online poll respondents were saying, oh, no, he should definitely pay, when they aren't personally affected by this guy's actions. So there's a real contrast here between how the everyday person or everyday online poll respondent feels about this matter versus God. I just think that it's a really interesting contrast there.
And you can imagine... As funny as it is, you can imagine it would be nice for this poor bloke if that video was taken down. He was shown a bit of mercy on this occasion.
Absolutely. I mean, that might affect his employment chances in future. He'll get a lot of flack for it as well.
Or at least how he goes at the nightclub.
Right? Yeah, that's right. People might even start, mimicking it just to make more fun of him. I don't know.
Okay, so. Interesting, Justin. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.